Protests are held daily in Nigeria's capital Abuja, where activists say they want more government action to free the girls from the clutches of Boko Haram.
I think of the girls and I think it could have been me. It could be my daughter, it could be my niece, you know, it could be anybody. And it's just I think of the mothers and I think, you know what, we have to do this. Someone has to do it.
Borno governor Kashim Shettima describes Boko Haram's leader Abubakar Shekau as insane.
I see him as a madman. I don't take him as somebody with any sanity, with any mental sanity. In this age and time, somebody is talking of selling the girls into slavery. Can a reasonable, sensible person talk along that line? To me, he's a madman.
Shettima says he is determined to stop the terror caused by the marauding militants over the past 5 years. In the latest attack Sunday, a bomb believed to be planted by Boko Haram killed about 40 football fans in neighboring Adamawa state. Shettima says the group of about 1,500 fanatics is holding communities in the entire region ransom.
But I can assure you that they are not as many as people who I made out to believe. Mm-hmm. But because they are setting the pace of the war, they can wreak a lot of havoc. And that is precisely what they are doing. And they are not adhering to any international convention. They are just a bunch of raving lunatics hell-bent on a suicidal path.
The Borno governor says terror and violence has had a devastating impact on the state's economy. He says his state, which borders Niger, Chad and Cameroon, is uniquely positioned for trade and investment. But the fighting has all but halted the development of the necessary infrastructure, especially the roads. He says the borders are closing and it will take time to repair Borno's image abroad.
It's very painful. Because Borno has been in the news for the wrong reasons for the past 5 years. Borno is the cradle of Islamic civilization in the West African sub-region. We have 1,200 years of recorded history. It's an insult to the integrity, to the history of the people of Borno.
The United States has sent military experts to help track more than 200 Nigerian girls still held by the Boko Haram militant group. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.